Hello. Welcome to the blog. This one concerns good training for leaders and managers. Good training for leaders and managers is important because your leader managers are important people in your organization. If they do a good job, then the whole of the organization will function better. But, if your leader managers are not working well, then the whole organization will suffer painful consequences. Correct training for leader and managers is important, because you can improve their performance only if you find the correct training. What is the correct training and where will you find it? The correct training will have the following attributes. The correct training will be practically useful, cover all the ground necessary, and leave no major issue uncovered. Engage the mind the whole time and never be boring. Be well presented according to a logical structure. Make a noticeable difference to the performance of the leadership and management team. Let us examine each of these, in turn. The leadership training course must be practically useful. The leadership course must present ideas and information that can be implemented immediately. It should not only consist of theories and models that describe what leader managers should do, but should also give exact and clear guidance on how to do it. For example, it is easy for a trainer to say, a leader should be able to motivate and inspire the team, especially during tough times. But what you really need to know is, by what means? How? Can you motivate and inspire the team during tough times? If the trainer gives you a list of what you should be able to do, but does not tell you specifically how to do it, then the training is deficient and is of limited value. The leadership and management training should cover all the ground necessary and leave no major issue uncovered. There are six major themes that your course must cover. Here they are: how to set and achieve goals, how to communicate more clearly, how to manage work tasks and prioritize, plan, delegate, and organize time management, how to manage conflict and handle difficult people, how to create and sustain a positive mental attitude, especially during tough times, how to inspire others and create a positive, productive atmosphere. All elements of leadership can be subsumed into one or more of the above elements. For example, listening skills is a subset of communication. Add to above. For example, decision making is a subset of prioritization and planning. Add three above. If any of these major themes are missing from the course, then the course is incomplete. It is important to cover all the bases, because if any one of these six primary virtues is absent in the skill set of the leader, then this missing element will act as the leader's Achilles heel. It will be the weak link in the chain that will cause her to fail. For example, you cannot be a great leader if you don't achieve your goals. You cannot function as a leader if you cannot plan ahead. You cannot function as a leader if you are a poor communicator. You cannot function as a leader if you cannot create a degree of self-confidence. You cannot function as a leader if you cannot inspire others to give their best efforts. So your course must cover all the ground necessary and leave no major issue uncovered. The leadership and management training should engage the mind the whole time and never be boring. Learning should be interesting. One of the great mysteries to me is that some schools and colleges and some universities have managed to make learning boring. Question: how can learning what the world is and how it works be made boring? Answer: the trainer fails to engage the active participation of the minds of the delegates. Good training and good trainers always fully engage the minds of the delegates. The result is that the delegates are always fully conscious, always fully aware and switched on and engaged in the conversation and the learning. I often hear my delegates saying, "Well, lunchtime already. The time has flown by." For me, this is a good sign. The fact that time has flown by indicates that the delegate's mind has been so engaged that his perception of time is changed. Time flies when you're having fun. And time flies when your mind is focused on an interesting learning task. I compare that to my time at college, and I thought that the clock has stopped. Our lecturer, Knocker Norris, was the most boring speaker of all time. In Knocker Norris lectures, I felt that the universe had come to an end, and that we were all suffering in purgatory. His teaching was the most boring I have ever witnessed. Training should be interactive. Training should be inclusive. Training should be conversational, introspective, expressive, challenging, ever-moving, and ever-changing, and, sometimes, funny. Then the learning is almost automatic. The leadership and management training should be well presented according to a logical structure. The above notes relate to the style of the delivery of the content. The previous notes on the six primary virtues relate to the substance of the content. We need to ensure that the organization and order of delivery of the content is given in a correct logical sequence. Knowledge is hierarchical. Or, at least, it should be. Knowledge is not comprehensible if it is in pieces. Knowledge is only comprehensible if it is systematized. Unsystematized facts remain a mess in the mind. Systematized facts become knowledge. The order of presentation is crucial, so the presentation should start at the big picture vision, in the beginning, and then later, the presentation moves systematically, developing more detail, and more richness, as it progresses. There should be a sense of progression and logic. This style of learning is compatible with understanding and memory retention. Compare that to the same information being delivered out of sequence, in any sequence, according to the mood of the moment. If you heard all the material, but you heard it out of sequence, it would be as if you were being read a novel, one page at a time, but the pages were read to you in a random order, and you were expected by the reader to integrate the knowledge and reconstruct the story in your mind yourself. Reconstruction and integration of the information is the role of the teacher, not the student. Learning is made easier if the information is learned in the proper order, an order that has been carefully worked out by the teacher. Learning is made much harder if the information is presented out of the proper order, and the student is left to try to piece it together for himself, herself. This is a common error committed by some educationalists. They present all the information, but not in the correct order. Then they say my students seem to do well in the modular tests, but they don't seem to make links between topics very well. They lack a global understanding. They need to see how it all fits together. This is true. They do need to see how it all fits together, and it is the teacher, trainer's role, to show how it all fits together. It is not the student's job to integrate the content. It is the trainer's job to integrate the material into a self-consistent, unified whole. The course must be well presented according to a logical structure. The leadership and management training should make a noticeable difference to the performance of the leadership and management team. This is the last step and it must be taken by the delegate, student. If the trainer has taken the right material and organized it in the right way and delivered it in the right fashion, then the trainer has done all he/she can. Now the student knows what should be done, knows how to do it, but whether he does it is up to him or her. He could do it right. He should do it right. But will he do it right? That is up to the individual learner. It is up to the individual learner to change his work habits. And this is where the trouble starts. Because it is difficult to change your habits. You are a creature of habit. You do many things habitually the same way every time. For example, right now, fold your arms. Then notice how they are folded, which arm is over and which arm is under. Now reverse them. Notice how awkward that new way of folding your arms feels to you. If you went on a course and they told you all great leaders do it like this, then you can understand, and you can do it too. But tomorrow in the heat of a battle, you would most likely revert to type. And you would fold your arms in the old way. And you would act in the old way. And you would express yourself in the old way. And you would repeat the old mistakes. And you would not implement the change. You would not implement the change, unless you were absolutely committed to implementing the change. Therefore, before you attend a course, you must absolutely commit to implementing any changes that are necessary. Otherwise, neither the course nor the trainer can help you. The course can provide you with true ideas, but the delegate must commit to transforming those true ideas into proper practice. And that requires commitment and mental energy to effect the change. With the necessary commitment and energy supplied by the delegates, the course training is able to make a noticeable difference to the performance of the leadership and management team. If you want to attend a course such as the one described here, please follow the above links. Thank you.